Blog Talk Radio.
It's not necessarily that. It's all about feeling good in your mind and in your heart and where you're at. It's not about the weight size. It's not about the scale numbers. It's about where you feel right inside.
Yeah, you've had ups and downs, but you've stuck with it, and you know, you never gave up, and that's what I just find so inspiring.
You say that I can be an inspiration. I think that, you know, one of the themes that we've been picking up tonight is, you know, what Team YRG can do for yourself and for others, and it's all about paying it forward. If I can help anybody, if I can help one person, if one person looks at what I did and thinks that is something that motivates them to do something, that motivates somebody else to do something, oh, good God, man, I can't explain how good that makes me feel.
It was just a complete moment of triumph, because at that particular time I went farther than my original goal, and I was still feeling amazing. And I just, the whole shot is emblematic of what you can do if you don't let your doubts mess you up.
Sparky, this is Mark Merrow. No, brother, you are really, you guys are so inspirational.
Yeah.
Team YRG, everybody that is part of Team YRG has been so inspirational. We all have a story, you know. God has a purpose for all our lives, and we use that. You know, it's like God has taken our mess and turned into our message. We take this message that we have, that we've taken control of our life. And you just said it, Sparky. It's taking control of your life. It's making that decision to take control of your life. And when you do, you actually put yourself in a place where you can inspire and help so many people.
If things weren't already interesting enough, I had a friend of mine call in. Ray Lloyd is actually on the line.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding me. Sugar Ray.
Brother Mark, what's up? And I just remember him saying, he said, there's not a lot of people in this world who are known as much for their failures as they are their successes. He said, I've missed a lot of jumps. And he said, but you know what? I kept getting back up. And that's become like my new theme is keep getting back up. Because we all get knocked down. We all do. And you just keep getting back up.
It's me, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and welcome to the YRG Radio Roundtable.
Good morning, good evening, whatever it is, I don't know. It is September 8th. This is Sparky, and we're back for the best internet radio show for health, fitness, support on the planet, DDP Radio. What we're going with now that we're moving forward with some new things, if you heard last week, DDP's next iteration of DDP Yoga, which is YRG, is coming to us. He's got a lot of great things happening. So along with that, DDP Radio, and we're happy to bring it to you. I think I possibly may have Stacy and Robert with me in some stage of being. So you guys out there?
Hey. Hi, how you doing?
Fantastic. How's everybody been in the past 2 weeks?
I've been pretty good, running at full speed. How about you guys?
Same. It's been an interesting 2 weeks for me. So, you know, kind of life leaves you a little swaggering, and it hasn't knocked me down yet, so that's good. And keep moving forward. So, but we'll get into that. I got some things to talk about and what's been going on with myself. But we got some really good things happening in on the site and with people. Man, we haven't been here for a couple weeks, but I think the last time was around the 18th. Well, we've had a ton of new members. I'd like to give some shout-outs to everybody who's come in the past 2 weeks. James Olson, and I'm sure people want to throw the shout-out to Jimmy Olson. It's nice to have you here. If you got Superman, will you bring him on in, man? He can even get a kick-ass workout out of DDP Yoga. Tony, Denise Edwards, how you doing? David Vandruff, Kimberly Reinbott, Derek Williams, Stephanie Mady, hope I got that right, Stephanie, and Hugh Bobo. What's up, guys? Welcome to Team YRG. A lot of you already got your profile pics up. You got some pics in there. he's got some cool pics of himself with some, you know, with some big-time wrestlers, and he's been to some cool events, it looks like. So thanks for posting those, Hugh, and everybody. If you're just starting out, six pics, it's where it's at. Get them in. So I can't tell you enough. I'm sure, Stacy, you probably couldn't say enough about it, because when you want to look back at your change, how great are those pics to look back on?
I love looking back. I mean, it's just, I kind of never get tired of it. I still marvel at the evolution sometimes.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. I mean, I look back at it, and I think it's good, too, because I look back at where I was, and, you know, some of the things that happened personally in the past 2 weeks have been great, which, and for me, kind of led me down to get knocked down. It's a thing of life. It happens. I'm not super broken up about it, but I found my face in the bottom of not a bag of Doritos, but a bag of baked Lays, you know, more than a couple days ago, and was subjected to a lot of gluten and pasta. But, you know, the funny thing is I'm not going to get myself down, because if I pull those pics out, no matter where I think I've fallen to, I haven't been to where I was before. So I look at those pics and I think, yeah, you know, there's a lot of hope left. There's a lot of steps left. And, you know, it's a journey. It's a lifestyle. And, you know, if you can be 100%, live that life at 90%, 100% of the time, God bless you. Reality is probably not going to happen. And you got to know, you got to pick yourself back up when things like that happen, right? And looking at those pics will give you a good baseline to say, wow, you know, I know where I've been, and I know I won't go back there, and I'm going to continue to take steps forward. So,
yeah, Sparky, so, I think you ought to be up there on the YRG homepage. As you know, we need a new before and after story, and your pictures are amazing. You know?
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, that's cool. I feel like, you know, I think everybody, you look around, and sometimes it's intimidating. You see, you know, your journey, Reb Kev's journey, Arthur's journey. They're awesome, you know. And, you know, for you to say that and to think of that, I think it's fantastic. And I still feel like I have so far to go.
What I like about your story is you're representing, you know, the people that come to YRG in all stages of life and all situations, and not everyone, you know, has 100 pounds or more to get rid of, and you're a great example of that. And you made changes within, you know, the frame that you needed to work and wanted to work.
It's not always
for the extreme cases. YRG can address just about anything, whether it's a, you know, 30, 50 pounds or, you know, stiffness or weakness, whatever. It kind of is tailored to a number of different things.
Yeah, and I've looked at things, and I think I've been very fortunate to be able to work with you and Robert and Doug and Dallas, and in this, given my journey. And I think one of the things I stick to, I've called myself, I've kind of picked up a handle of YRG Regular Guy. That's my Twitter thing, you know. That's my blog that I update very sparingly, I do sometimes, but because I tend to think of myself, if you're out there and you're just a guy or a gal, as Dallas says, a guy is a unisex thing, so, hey,
yeah.
If you're out there and you just think, I'm just normal, what can I do? I kind of think that's where I was at, and maybe I was a little down on myself at first when I started, but I ended up having about 50 pounds I could lose. I've got two kids, another one coming, I'm married, I'm working, I'm trying to balance life, I'm trying to balance eating, you know, trying to figure out and eke my way through things, and, you know, time's hard to budget sometimes, and, you know, just needed to get, just kind of let myself get away from things, get away from the focus on myself for a couple of years. If that's you and you're thinking, man, what happened? Why am I sitting on the couch like a couch potato and I can't get up? But I'm kind of a regular guy. I'm kind of making it through it. I'm kind of doing some things. That was me. And this just worked. Try other things. You try the B word, the diet. which, if you guys haven't read it, you know, for a trip around Team YRG, a guy I'd like to give a props to this week is Steve Peters. He says, my thoughts on why diets don't work. If you're thinking, why didn't that last diet, why didn't that work, and that was me, it's because diets don't work. YRG works. It's a lifestyle change, and that's some of the things that, you know, Steve kind of talked about in his blog, and I think when you're sitting down wondering what's going on because you've tried a couple things, but you're like, I don't have to, you know, do too many extreme things. The YRG is not extreme. It's a lifestyle change. It's a steady pace for you to kind of slip into. It'll fit your life. And that's, you know, Steve kind of brings up one of the main points, I think, in that, and like, why diets don't work. If you've been on it for a while, you want to make a lifestyle change. It's a big stride, and you keep going with that, don't you think?
Yeah, because to me, diet, the first thing that it implicates is that it's a temporary state, and almost just as strongly is the implication that it's going to be very unpleasant and nothing you'd want to do long-term anyway. That's always been my experience with diets.
Absolutely. Like, I think, and one of the things he brings up now that it's funny that Steve talks about in his blog, he's like, when people say diet to him, he almost cringes. And the funny thing now is, now that I've been doing this and I realize, even though the past 2 weeks I kind of fell, I mean, I took in, I can't tell you how much, I took in enough gluten for probably half a Team YRG. <You know? laughs> But when people say a diet, I'm laughing about it, and it's like, it's okay, and I think it's okay for me to say that. I cringe when people say diet, because to them, that would be absolutely disgusting. It'd be nothing that you can get back to. And people, I think, in other words, Steven uses, resent that. I don't resent that I do that. I'm not upset about it. It's a complete change. And I think the D word, and what Steve said about it and what Dallas says about it is totally right on. When you come in here and you start doing things, you start working with, you know, DDP Yoga, Team YRG, you find the right tools for life, not something that's going to sustain. Not something that's going to be a temporary choice. So.
Yeah, and you know what's great about eating clean is that when you don't, you don't have to force yourself. I mean, at least I don't, to deviate back, because I feel the difference so strongly, and I want to go back to the clean. You know, it's not like I do it out of guilt. Or out of I should. It's just, no, I don't want to feel this way. So
yeah.
I'm snapping back into line, you know.
Yeah, it's funny because now it's been about 2 weeks since I've been gone through, some of the things that I've been dealing with and some of the eating that I've been dealing with in the past couple of days. I've been pretty good in eating gluten free alternatives and sort of eating throughout the day instead of these mass binges and some of the things I was doing on. And, man, do I want to get back to that, because not instantly, but it only took, you know, 10 to 14 days that, if you read about gluten and autoimmune and stuff, they're kind of linked. And one of the things that I used to get really bad was eczema on my skin. And if you read some things about eczema, there's some links to immunes, which if you follow those three things together, I think gluten is totally in with it. And dairy, and I have, my chest feels like sandpaper right now. It's so dry, and it's disgusting,
yeah.
And everything I talk about, but
so,
it's amazing.
But, yeah, in a way, it's cool, because this proves that it's real, you know, that gluten absolutely can have a real adverse effect on the whole system.
Yeah, and I sit there, and I think to myself, man, do I want to get rid of this? That's my body's warning. It's throwing you a flag, you know.
Yeah.
It's waving at you, saying, wait a second. This is it. And before I even found this and knew anything about it, you know, I didn't wonder about it. I just thought this was something I had to deal with. Now I know exactly
right.
What it is. I've had that stuff out of my life for so long, so consistently, now that it's come back in, my body's like, oh, Eric, you know, Sparky, what's going on? Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Hold the phone. So, you know, I got to make that change. And the other thing with it, it's funny. I found myself with the eating. It's amazing. It, when I steer away from the clean eating and, you know, throwing some of those vegetables, the clean foods in, you know, some of the fibers, some of the other things that help fill you up, the stuff that I eat and the carb craving and the constant eating that goes on because you're never full, you're never really filling yourself full of, nutrition and all the nutrients that you need, man, my body is constantly craving me to just shove junk in my body because I'm not giving it what it needs. It's never satisfied.
Yeah.
And I'm probably eating twice as much junk than I was eating clean food just to try and feel full. And the whole process of that is it's lagging me down. You're constantly eating, you're constantly feeling full, feeling bloated, you know, tired. I'm not getting the nutrients that I need. And luckily now that this is all coming to a halt and I'm saying, okay, it's time to get back on track. Luckily, the other thing that played me was acid reflux, and I'm just thinking to myself, okay, if sort of the, you know, the dry skin, sort of the eczema is back, I hope that's not too far behind, so let's stop it before that even gets to be an issue again.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like you're ready to, you know, to go in the other direction, so I think you've caught it in time, you know, thank God.
Yeah,
but it's all learning. It's all learning. That's just what it is. Anytime that you deviate or fall or whatever you want to call it, it's a great learning experience. And sometimes I just need, you know, I know I kind of just need that valve, that release, and sometimes only food is going to fit the bill, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't beat myself up. It's a human response, and it's really okay.
Yeah, and I think it is, and I think YRT teaches you that when it's a lifestyle change and when you realize that and you realize it's okay and then you can come back from that because that then becomes the exception. A lot of people go into these, and one of the reasons I don't like the D word, the diet word, and the reason I don't like the press exercises at New Year's now is that the diet and a New Year's resolution is an exception from an unclean, unhealthy lifestyle that lasts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a very short period. And now, you know, what's happened in the past 2 weeks because of some of the things that we've been going through, that has been the exception. Now I'll come back to the healthy lifestyle. I'll get myself cleaned up, and within a matter of weeks, I'll be right back where I was that, you know, I took a good year putting myself there. But I know I can bounce back in a couple of weeks. I have the tools, and I have the mindset that I know that that's okay. And everybody... I think you know that. And, you know, another good example is that. Do you know Black Belt Brian?
I don't know.
From the site, yeah. He's been on the site for quite a while and has been around. I'm actually going to check his profile and see how long he's been here. But he posted that he's back on the site. Now, he's had some other things with some, and he's blogged about it, so I hope he's okay and he mentioned it, Brian. But, you know, he's been laid up for a year. He said he had a shoulder injury, some other health problems, and he's back, and he's saying, I'm not going to keep him down. So he's coming back to the lifestyle, and man, is he excited, and he's good to go, and he's starting to update us. But he's been here 4 years ago is when he started. So.
Oh, he predates me.
Yeah. So I think it goes to show that when you have something good and you have a good anchor, it's always going to center you. It's always going to bring you back to equilibrium. And that's what Team YRG, YRG GP Yoga does for people and brings them back in. So, you know, congratulations to Brian for being back again. And, there's a couple other guys out there I think, you know, are good for a shout out in their trip around YRG when we're looking at the blogs and looking at what people are talking about this week. Dan, who is a relatively new member, I think he gets it. And so congratulations, Dan. He's been doing almost daily updates
This guy, in addition to doing his workouts, he's a big walker, but when he's posting about his walks, he's posting about his heart monitor. He kind of gets that he's not going out to kill himself, you know? It's a journey, and he's trying to make himself stronger with his heart, and I can't emphasize to people that heart rate monitor and staying inside your target heart rate is going to help you get changes and help you adapt so much quicker than if you're going out and killing yourself. So,
I'm very impressed with Dan's presence on Team YRG. He is totally on fire and enthused, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, and he's incorporated in a ton of different places, which is cool. And, you know, I think he had a post from YRG Everywhere where he's talking about, if I'm here, if I'm there, you know, I'm instantly going to go and I'm going to start to engage. So he does, and you can do that. That's the beautiful thing of dynamic resistance. You don't need a big piece of machinery. You don't need something here, you know, that you have to prepare for. If you're traveling, you're on the road, you're visiting somebody, if you got a couple minutes, you can do some basic engagement and you know, start working that heart out and start working your body out, you know.
Yep.
Congrats out to Dan for that, you know. And I don't know, did either of you guys see Motown, post, his update?
I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness. Now, granted, I believe the guy was a Marine, so he's got to be one top dude. So, John, you know, we know that. But isn't he Diesel? You know?
In the world that
I'm sorry, I'm backing up and I'm about to dump some stuff off. So everybody, Motown is amazing what he's done with YRG in a couple of months. He said, I haven't posted anything. My wife took a picture of me, and this is what I look at like. And you should take a look at him. He looks amazing. He's really been rocking it out. And he's on the site welcoming people and doing all kinds of stuff. So congrats to you, Motown. Looking phenomenal. I hope for those results someday. I think it's pretty cool, and I think he's either approaching or around the 40th birthday. So it's amazing to be around the ages that we are. I know I'm a couple of years, I am soon to be 40. I'm approaching 39 here pretty quickly, and I think it's amazing that I was able to snap out of it and control my life right now.
You're just a kid. next month I'm going to be 47.
Oh, get out.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's great to feel that age, you know?
Yeah, I would have never guessed that. Man, that's fantastic. Yeah, and not feeling it. When I started, I could have easily felt, I was 37, and I could have easily felt an age of 50, I would say. I feel like I could easily be 33 right now, you know, 30, heck, even, you know?
It's great.
I feel amazing. Well, maybe not right now in this moment after 2 weeks of, you know, sledging my body down. Maybe about 37-ish, but.
Yeah. But you're gonna feel like 5 years younger in a few days. I guarantee it.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful thing. You come back to YRG. If you think you put a year on in a couple weeks, YRG is going to take years off in a couple days if you've been sticking with it. So. I just need to fill up the tank a little bit and start going. So, but those are some cool things that are going on. If you've been listening to the program for a while or you're first with us and you want to give us a call, 347-994-1216. I've been telling myself I'm going to do a better job of throwing information out there. I sometimes forget to get the phone number out, so if you guys want to throw it out, if I don't remember, feel free to. But that or join us in the chat room. Which I haven't checked in a little bit, and I think there's some people there. And it's a good thing I checked the chat room. And I don't know if we still have somebody on hold. Is there still somebody on hold, Robert?
Yes, there is.
There sure is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's bring him on. Hello.
Hello.
What do we got?
It's Ahmad.
Ahmad, what's up?
Hi, Ahmad. Hey, how's
everybody doing? I'm doing okay. How are you all doing?
We're doing
great.
Sorry to keep you waiting. I was just, sort of going on and on, not paying attention to the chat room.
It's okay. We're giving out good information, you and Stacy. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
So, you going to give us an update? What's been going on?
Yeah. I the past couple of months have been very hard for me due to financial reasons and my health a little bit. But I'm, thank God the Almighty, I'm still on my feet. There's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. I just have to be patient and not be hard on myself, which is very hard to do. I still have 2.5 bottles left of the remedies, and I'll finally be done with, that. My body does feel a lot better in ways. The cold weather here in Colorado is very hard on me, so I am starting to consider to move to a warmer climate, thinking that might help some. I was thinking about it when you and Stacy were talking. Whenever I tell someone about YRG, for some reason, it always seems like it's too good to be true to them, or they don't seem to understand all that I'm saying. So I kind of want to make an appeal to you and Stacy and everybody that's listening, and hopefully Diamond Dallas Pages too. What is it that we should be telling other people? I mean, to me, I say it's the greatest workout on the planet. It strengthens your core from the inside out. It heals your body and any injury, but it's little by little by little. It's not an overnight success. And yet people still look at me like I'm crazy. So I kind of would like to learn from you all. And if anybody there wants to email me on the website, the Team YRG website, please go, feel free. The more the merrier is how I look at it.
Thank you. Oh, man. I think one of the things that I do when people ask me, hey, what are you doing? And then they look at me like I'm from outer space or something. I've actually brought them at work over to my desk, and I've gotten past the point of embarrassment in my 6 picks, and I use the 6 picks, to say, this is what I've done. And I try to explain to them, a little bit about this isn't weights, it's not. And a lot of people attach to sort of the yoga word, oh, you do yoga. And I'm like, okay, if that's what you can be familiar with, yeah, it's like that, but it's not yoga. This is one heck of a kick-ass workout that is going to increase your cardio and everything else. And what I try to relate to them, and I think everybody, and unless you're in super good shape already, most of the people that I've had success in talking to who have looked at it, have something else in their life that YRG can impact, or, and especially with certain health issues, whether it's sort of acid reflux, if they're bringing up headaches, if they're bringing up inflammation, sometimes the eczema, and, or if they've had an injury and they can't work out. I think it's very easy to explain that, with dynamic resistance and with the zero impact that YRG is, it's not going to give you the injuries. With a gluten-free, dairy-free diet program, it's a lifestyle change. So not only with that, if you have the acid reflux or some of the inflammation, it's going to go away. And that sort of gives an end to, to talk a little bit more about it, to tell them it's a complete lifestyle change. And that's what I've had pretty good success with, kind of shock them with the 6 picks, then kind of see what, and then kind of ask them, saying, okay, what else is going on with you? How do you eat? How do you do this? Because it's going to help you in that area too. I don't know, Stacey, what you've done, but.
My own story is pretty dramatic, and I don't get people saying, well, what is it going to do for you? Because they've seen. But what I think a picture is worth 1,000 words, so the 6 picks are great. And also I would direct them to YouTube, to Arthur's video.
to my video, and also I tell DDP's story because he didn't have a weight problem, but he was literally laid up in bed and rehabilitated himself, and that makes an impression on people too.
Yeah, and you know it's real funny, Stacy, because whenever I tell anyone about YRG, and I'm not taking away anything from any member whatsoever, but it really, to me, I always mention Author because his story is absolutely magnificent, and I always mention you, Stacy, and when they look at the before and after picture, every person that I've shown it to, male or female, has always told me that you are amazing,
Do you sound like you're underwater?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this better?
Yes.
Yes, that's better.
Okay, what was the last thing you guys heard?
You show people my story or my pictures or something?
Right. I take them to the Team YRG website and to YRG.com. And I always show them you, and then I show them Author. And whenever I show them you, a lot of people are always, you know, giving a lot of praises as to, you know, the fact that you had so much discipline to lose the weight. And they all always comment that you look absolutely fabulous, you know, now, obviously. Those are things that I rely on because, you know, when you can be like an Author or you, Stacy, and then you overcome, it's very inspirational. So I try to use that form of propaganda. But nonetheless, it just seems very hard to get the point across that, you know, this workout, YRG, really can help you. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're doing everything right. And just by being an example is a great way to get it. People start to ask you questions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think being an advocate for it in that way, and, you know, as you were saying, showing them the great results of other people is fantastic. And I think sometimes what shocks people, and even just the shock of being an advocate and actually believing in it, when you can believe in it, and you're just not just saying, hey, I'm doing a diet, I'm eating vegetables this week, or I'm just doing the Atkins thing, you actually have depth to it. And I think that kind of shocks people when you talk to them about the YRG lifestyle and you explain to them it's a lifestyle. It's not just an exercise. It's not just a diet. There's a nutrition plan. There's clean eating. There's, you know, aerobic activity in the exercise. There's strength activity in the exercise. There becomes a lot of depth to it. And it becomes very interesting, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, there are many good things about YRG, and I always mention Stacy's website, Hungry for the Truth. I also mention Angie's book and Facebook page, No Picky Eaters. I always mention those things to other people to try to give them more motivation. But I do feel as if I have a better idea of how to approach people, you know, when the time is right. You know, a lot of people like... I was going to the physical therapist. So now I'm going to YRG. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you just got back.
Better.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now you're back.
Is this better? Okay.
Go ahead. I was just saying you were working with a physical therapist, and I think that's when we last lost you.
Okay. Yeah, the physical therapist was telling me about how she wants to lose weight. And obviously the first thing I said, well, you know, check out YRG.com. And, of course, I told her about Team YRG and all that. And like I say, I do spread the word around. But I wish I could tell you that it made such an impact on someone. And I guess I won't see that right away, you know, until I can, I don't know, get through better to people, you know, be able to show them, look, you know, here's the before after of me and Stacy and Arthur and Doug and so on and so forth, maybe that's the, you know, maybe that's the ticket that might put them over the hump and motivate them to, you know, make a permanent change in their life, you know?
Yeah. And the thing is people like that need to come in and need to try it. And granted, there are some changes going on right now, but if they come into Team YRG and they check it out and they see what's going on, there's plenty of videos out there. There's some other things that they can do to get the workouts in and to do things, because honestly, like, on the site is where to get a lot of the information and to drive people to. And because I keep thinking, as you brought that up, I'm thinking to myself at work now, a year ago, people who knew me a year ago and saw me go through the change, and I've had people come up to me at work and just ask, what are you doing? How does this work? How have you been able to keep this up? One girl just stopped me in the hall, and she's like, I just got to ask you. She's like, I've been watching what's going on with you, and, like, you got all this weight off, and then I watched for 6 months, and nothing came back. She's like, how did you do that? And I told her, I'm beginning to think to myself, that's phenomenal, but at some point, I even have to reinvent that, because I'm just expecting, you know, if unless I can drive them to the site, people looking at me now look at me probably as a guy, they're not going to see a tremendous change. So driving more people to site and driving more people to make those kinds of changes so other people can see them, I think to give it some of that organic growth is going to be fantastic too.
Good point, yeah.
So I think you're doing everything right, Ahmad. And thanks for just being so supportive and being so out there with Team YRG's message.
Thank you guys. It was people like Doug and Sparky and you and Arthur and DDP that motivated me, you know, to just go end. And I'm only just trying to give it back. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you should, man. It's great to hear from you again. You know, I'm glad you're calling in to give us an update, you know. It's actually good to talk to somebody, you know, in the community who's on the phone and give us a call in. You always do that, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. I appreciate you guys and appreciate Dallas Page for having the show. It's very helpful, you know.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
If you want to...
No, I just wanted to say it's great to hear from Ahmad again. We missed you.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. It's been a tough couple of months, but I'm back.
Yeah, but you know, you keep coming back and you keep hanging in, and that's what counts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? It goes back to what you guys talked about earlier, which is we all fall down, but it's really up to the person to decide to get up. And if it wasn't for YRG and the fact that, you know, every day it seems like I'm learning and growing and changing, albeit a little at a time, it was so nice to have the will to get up again. Whereas before, I was just being on the ground, you know?
You're breaking up again, man.
It broke up a little bit again. Yeah, that's a great message. And just to keep getting back up, you know, and for people who are listening, if you haven't listened to us before and you want to see some of the great things, and if you didn't catch it from when Stacey Maud and I were talking about it, check out teamyrg.com, and that'll give you a lot of the inspiration, a lot of the stories, and a lot of the things that we were talking about tonight. You know, some other places that you can follow us, and follow Team YRG and DDP are on Twitter. There's @RealDDP, RealDDP.com. DDP shows a lot of stuff. Gets some stuff up there about the retreat. Follow Team YRG. There's a wonderful Team YRG member, Anita, who is throwing out a lot of inspiration and updates through the Team YRG Twitter account. You can check out DDP on Facebook. And even DDP's Retreat Extravaganza is on Facebook, which there will be another one coming up probably in the first end of the first quarter, beginning of the first quarter of next year. So check that out. And you can always check out DDPBang.com if you want to go past and see what the man himself is doing with DDP Yoga. If you want to catch him coming up in September later this month. On the 17th, he's going to be in Woodstock, Virginia, and he's going to be doing a couple events with Awesome Wrestling Entertainment. So doing Awesome Night of the Superstars and Awesome Night of the Legends at Woodstock, Virginia, and Fisherville, Virginia, respectively. So check that out. You can see that on ddpbang.com. Plus, you can check out some of his great footage of DDP TV. Did you see the last one, last DDP TV, Daisy?
No. Well, what was it?
By Robert, yeah, he did. He pulled some footage like from a Wayback Machine, actually not the Wayback Machine, just a couple years ago, with Entourage. Did you ever watch Entourage? I'm kind of a fan of the show.
Yeah.
So you got all these guys. You got you know, Eric and Drama and Turtle and Vince, and these guys are like the four best friends in the world. But what they did is they filmed some promos with it. And they had DDP, they had Jake the Snake, I want to say Nikolai Volkoff, and I forget the fourth. Robert, you remember the fourth?
Jimmy Snuka?
Yep. Yeah, and I was dying when I was watching it. It was those guys to a T, and I'm watching it the whole time. And I'm thinking, my goodness, I think DDP was Eric, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is funny stuff. And anybody who hasn't seen it should check it out. DDP needs his own, like, he could pull off his own sitcom, his own, you know, his own show on TV, and I know he's going to be hooking up with some, you know, possible reality piece here soon with, you know, maybe involving some DDP yoga and Team YRG stuff, but man, it is really good stuff. People should go check it out. It'll definitely give you a good laugh. It'll pick you up for a couple minutes.
I'm going to check it out after the show.
Yeah, and so for anybody else who's out there, if you're still listening, we're 347-994-1206 if you want to talk to us. And I think there was a question about the eating plan. And Black Belt Brian, I think you might have posted something like that if I'm looking back pretty quickly. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on the eating plan. And actually, if you don't have the program guide, you can shoot me an email through the DDP site, and I can get you some real specific information out of the program guide on it. And, you know, what I can tell you is some of the biggest things that it promotes, you may or may not know, we've been talking about the gluten-free and the dairy-free, and if we're repeating the stuff for you, I apologize, but it really goes along with sort of phasing in a meal plan where you're eating multiple meals a day, which will definitely help, you know, to start your metabolism because you're spreading the meals out and you're eating smaller portions and smaller calories. But, you know, and it's got certain phases, and I'll sort of talk about, you know, I'll go with phase two because it pulls in the gluten-free and the dairy-free in it. But basically, if you kind of front-end load and you get your sort of carbs in the morning, it's pulling in, like, your servings of fruits, lots of veggies, and everything like that. And, you know, if you're doing food combining, you're eating those about 15 minutes before you actually take in your protein because, you know, some things out there that your body digests and handles both of those in different ways. And when you eat them together, it complicates the sort of digestion process. So, and basically, you're going on throughout the day, and basically the mainstay is your protein because you want to make sure that you're building your lean muscle to, you know, help fuel the fat burning and help fuel the strength building and the muscle building, but also doing sort of unlimited vegetables there through your mid-morning snacks and your lunches and your afternoons. And at night, taking in some vegetables, some healthy carbs, and a little bit of protein. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward, but it focuses on gluten-free, removing the, you know, the wheat, the barley, and the rye, and focusing on things like, you know, rices, pastas. I don't know if that's Robert. Maybe we got a lot of vacuums coming in, but said, focusing on the three and removing those things, eating the rice, pasta, and whatnot, and going with dairy-free. So removing a lot of the casein, which is like the cow dairy, and moving into eating things from like sheep's cheese, goat cheese. Thank you. That did it. Because those things are sort of inflammatory to the body, and it's tough for your body to digest them. And as we were talking about earlier, man, I took some of that stuff in, and, you know, my body doesn't handle it well. I don't think I have an allergy. I think I have more of an intolerance. But, man, you know, if you get a little bit of bloating, if you get a little bit of acid reflux, if you're prone to, you know, headaches, if you're prone to, if you got some achy joints and things like that, that inflammation will build up in your body and manifest itself in different ways through, you know, autoimmune type things, which the eczema is kind of, or the acid reflux, because there are certain things that are going to be toxic to the lining of your stomach and stuff like that, that you're just not going to be able to digest. So, I don't know, does that help you out, man, a little bit? I know it threw a lot out there. But if it doesn't, you know, and if you need more and if you want the specifics, please shoot me an email because I can get you some very specific information on the program guide, Brian. Not a problem. And Stacey, Robert, you got anything to sort of add to that? I kind of rambled for a little bit.
Well, you know, I think the phases are good guidelines. And just from in terms of what I did, I didn't follow that. I think it was probably around, but I just kind of did my own thing, and I listened to Dallas and Terry and my nutritionist, and I tailored my own, you know, way of eating that worked for me. So there are many options. If that the phases, it doesn't feel right or it feels too rigid or whatever, that's not the only option. I think that's important. It's like Dallas always says, make it your own, and I did. And, you know, it works for me. But I'm pretty adamant about no dairy and no cow dairy and no gluten. As long as I keep that in check, everything really maintains a nice balance, and I listen to my body to see, you know, how much do I want, what am I specifically craving, and you know, you start to make friends with your body, and it will do amazing things for you and with you.
I think that's a great point, actually. And, you know, I was really focused on, because I'm looking at the program guide, and I'm kind of reading it a little bit before. But, I did something similar. I did use the program guide, for my first month there. And then after a couple months, I decided, you know, I need to do something better that works for me. And one of the big parts about YRG is that you can make it your own, like you did, Stacey. And I still have my menu downstairs, which I go back to every once in a while. I split myself up into 6 meals a day. I found something that worked for me. You know, I took some healthy carbs in the morning in my fruits. And, you know, I went through and I did, you know, my proteins after that. I had my snacks throughout the day, fueling myself with protein, fueling myself with some fiber and some veggies so I wouldn't, you know, get too hungry. And then I follow up with a nice meal at the end of the evening, and I treated it. You know, one of the things that I do is I try my best, and, you know, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite because I just told everybody what I did for the past 2 weeks, but this is what I come back to, and this is what did work for me. Sort of treating it like an upside-down pyramid. I try to eat my bigger things in the morning, structure it out, and, you know, my meals get smaller as they get towards the evening because, you know, I think one of the things that are going to help people, if you're looking at it from a weight loss perspective too, one of the things that helped me was I look at it during the day, you burn more and more calories, but then as you get into the evening, you know, you're mostly sedentary. So if you can start to limit the things that you're eating in the evening, hopefully you'll burn most of the stuff off during the day and, you know, and you've had your workouts and whatnot and what you've been taking in. So does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's pretty much how I structure it. I've had a whole turnaround. I used to do the big meals in the evening, and I didn't do it drastically or radically, but just kind of gradual restructuring of the caloric intake, and it felt very natural. But I'm used to it, and I like it, and you know, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned caloric intake, and I think one of the things, you know, Brian and everybody else listening, that that you start to look at, you know, I got in here and I'm like, salads are healthy. I think a lot of people think that when they start eating. And thank goodness I found the DDP salad video on the site, because at some point I was just eating iceberg lettuce, and now my salads are like very intricate mixtures of, you know, almost concoctions of everything that's in the fridge. I got jalapenos, I got hot peppers, I've got onions, I got red onions, I've got spinach, I've got, you know, anything I can find to put in it, I put it in, because those flavors just pop in your mouth. But I was lathering those up with 3 tablespoons of olive oil. And olive oil has so many calories in it. It's unbelievable how much you can take in a day if you think you're making a healthy alternative and cooking with a little bit of olive oil or putting olive oil on your salad. You cut it out, you're going to cut out hundreds of calories a day. You know, maybe replace it with, you know, if you're having 3 tablespoons, do two tablespoons of some lemon and 1 tablespoon of oil. 2 tablespoons of vinegar and 1 tablespoon of oil on the salad, because that's going to be a lot healthier alternative. But once you start looking into things like that, you start to find out that there's alternatives for things. Like, for grains, for instance, if we're talking about eating rice and you start with white rice because it's gluten-free, you'll find that the brown rice is healthier. And you might move on to something that you might think is a little bit better, like quinoa. So
there are all kinds of flavor alternatives, and it is an important point you make about just being aware of the fat intake, because it is healthy, the olive oil, but it's caloric. But on the other hand, for me in salads, I need to have a certain amount of olive oil or it's not worth it, you know. Yeah. And I just know myself, but I measure it, you know, like I have a couple tablespoons. Because I can't stand a dry tasting and feeling salad, and that's me. But then I always add either vinegar or lemon, mm-hmm. To balance it out. And it's also any kind of acidic substance is really good for your digestion, like vinegar or lemon. So I make sure I have that as well. But I wanted to mention, because I did this today, it's tomato season just about everywhere. And one of my favorite things and ways to get vegetables is to slice fresh tomatoes and bake them, you know, for about half an hour till they just start to caramelize. And they develop their own sweetness that way. And I either will add some sea salt, or if I'm in the mood for cheese, some sheep's milk pecorino. And it's so good. And it's just pure, you know, real food, and it's healthy, you know, and it's clean. So that's my little recipe to throw out during tomato season.
That sounds pretty good. I still have to find that cheese. I've been stuck in, when I go into my grocer, and I'm okay with my selection. I can find the manchego and I can find the goat cheese, but you keep mentioning the pecorino, and it sounds so good.
Yeah, it's just like Parmesan, but it's made mm-hmm. from sheep's milk.
Man, that would be amazing. I remember I used to love to make a pizza and put the sauce on, and the first thing I would do is cover the entire bed of sauce with a layer of Parmesan. So if I had a good alternative to that.
You're going to love it. When you do find it, let me know how you like it.
I will. I have to check around. Now my local grocery store has been great for the Western Pennsylvania area from where I'm from. We got Giant Eagles, and they've started to put organic sections in, and I've noticed it started to grow. And one thing I can say to people is look in your local grocery store, start to ask for things, and you actually have to start to treat your dollars as votes. And somebody kind of explained it to me that recently, and it kind of makes sense, because if you don't, it's going to be hard to get that kind of stuff. It's really a lot healthier for you to take those healthy alternatives. When you're, you know, I try to get more organics now. I try to get stuff that hasn't been treated with, you know, steroids, pesticide sprays, all that kind of stuff. Because, I mean, that stuff eventually makes it in your body. And it's, you know, when you start eating cleaner and cleaner, you start to look for cleaner and cleaner alternatives. And, you know, when you spend your money on that kind of stuff, I think people do listen. I mean, there used to be a point years ago with this, you know, the local grocery store, you'd walk in and there'd be nothing, absolutely nothing. And it started as two aisles. Now there's a complete section or a produce section that's all organic. And they've actually started to normalize it in with the other goods. Like if I want to go find, you know, if I wanted the rice bread that they have, the brown rice bread, they got three or four different selections. They've actually moved it over with the rest of, because it's actually frozen to keep, fresh, but it's actually over with the regular stuff now, which is pretty cool.
And also, whenever I'm out, I always ask in a restaurant, do you have gluten-free pasta? Do you have gluten-free bread? Even if I don't want to order it, I just want to get that dialogue going. If I'm at a bakery, even if I'm not in the mood for anything sweet, I just go up to the counter and say, do you have anything gluten-free here? And it just starts to, you know, send the message out that it is something that's needed.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and I mean, the more you want it, and the more, I mean, you know, corporations and businesses, you know, listen to you in dollars and listen to you in demand. So you got to ask for it, and you got to buy it, and you got to demand it if that's what you want. You know, probably the last thing about nutrition that I find if you're looking at things for eating, you know, and you want to try to make your belly feel full, always go for a glass of water. You know, sometimes even trying to avoid that last meal, trying to avoid some things, sometimes it's just you being thirsty. You take a glass of water, and that'll curb the hunger for a little bit.
You might know I take it a step further. I'm a total hot water junkie.
Yes.
And that's what I've gotten used to, but it's very cleansing. Did I give the analogy of washing dishes? You know, you try to wash a greasy dish with cold water, and it doesn't work too well, you know?
Yeah.
So if hot water turns you off, try warm and just do what you can. Just do it, maybe do it every now and then, you know?
I think you probably put a little lemon in that and a little bit of hot water and, you know.
Oh, yeah, you can add whatever. You can add, if it's herbal tea that you like, I mean, whatever's, make it pleasurable. But I, for some reason, I'm losing my attraction to tea, and I'm just doing hot water because I like it. But any kind of, you know, water is good. So that's a very good point. And I think we need more hydration than we realize. So that is, even if you don't feel terribly thirsty, it's a good rule of thumb to just have some water every few hours at least.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, one of the things I've tried to do, I've got a 2-quart container that I carry into my desk, and I don't do it every day, you know, because sometimes my head's just in the game of work. I'm busy making a living, and sometimes it takes you away from, you know, sort of living a good life and living a clean life even at work. But it's at least on my desk. If I can fill that thing up and at least drink one of those before lunchtime, I feel like I'm making good progress and, you know, trying to keep my body clean, trying to get water flowing through me and keeping myself hydrated. It's very, very important.
And I have another idea I just thought of. Now that the weather's cooling, this is one of the things I like to do in fall and winter, is I will throw all kinds of vegetables into a big pot of purified water. Sometimes I'll just do onions and garlic. This is almost like a form of juicing. Because you're extracting the essence and the you know, minerals and vitamins from a vegetable, and I simmer it for several hours on low, and it basically turns out as mush, and then I strain it, and then you have this beautiful vegetable broth, and I drink it, of course, hot, but it's so cleansing. You have to actually make sure you're not going on any long car rides when you're drinking this. Because there's something about the essence of the vegetables combined with the hot water. It is just, it's kind of miraculous. I think it's a trick that, you know, French women do. I think I remember reading about it in the French Women Don't Get Fat hype. But that's a great thing to do when the weather's cold because it fills you up, it cleanses you, and it's got a good flavor, too. not just plain old hot water.
That's cool. So that's something to try. That's something I haven't done. I know Jenny's often making soup and putting a bunch of stuff in there, but I might try a little simmer like that. That's pretty cool sometime. So trying to think, 347-994-1216, number for anybody who's out there, want to get a last-minute call in. We're approaching sort of our hour mark here. But talking a little bit about, you know, what's been going on with DDP Yoga and Team YRG, talking a little bit about our diets, how YRG can impact your life. If you got anything you want to throw in here, please feel free to give us a call or jump in the chat room. And, you know, if you want to catch up with us and you can't go to either of those places, catch us on teamyrg.com or, you know, follow us on Twitter at teamyrg or at RealDDP on Twitter. So trying to think of some other stuff that's going on here. And, you know, one of the things that I think is worth pointing out in general is that, you know, sort of the show is the sort of point that, wow, I just horribly crashed right there. So we'll put a period on that and just say, and say that I can get tongue-tied sometimes. It doesn't happen very often, but it just happened right there. And there's a great moment in radio for everybody and prove that, you know, we on Team YRG are actually real people. We don't do this for a living. We're not TV, radio, you know, TV personalities, radio personalities. We're just real regular people.
All three of us are fitting this in with a considerable amount of life in between. So, but Sparky,
yeah,
you're doing great. I mean, God, you got to laugh sometimes. It's a good.
I think
just
you did.
Human, you know. Uh-huh.
I think you just, there's just a moment where I don't know if it was my brain or my mouth was going faster, and then, you know, they just kind of ran into each other. It happens. So, I don't know that I have anything else after that. I might be tapped out.
Well, you know, I bet you are. I know you've had a challenging couple of weeks, and you know, you've had a lot going on, but you're here, you know. So, what else can we say? We're glad you're here, Sparky.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back. I feel pretty recharged, and you know, that's what YRG is all about. What Team YRG is all about, you know. Yeah, if you go away, get your batteries recharged and bounce right back. It's not how many times it falls, how many times you get back up, and you'll hear that a ton of times here, folks. So, you know, that's what's going on. You know, I would like to give a shout-out and tell everybody to remember coming up this weekend is a big weekend, you know, for us as a nation. So it's the 10th anniversary of September 11th. So it's a good time to remember, you know, sort of, what's going on in the country, what this country means to you, and, you know, remember what happened on that day, because it's a pretty significant event that happened in everybody's lives, and it should be very important. It should never be forgotten, and all those people who helped and served and saved and lost their lives should be remembered and commemorated. So I think that's important to point out. I know I remember exactly what I was doing that day when it happened. I was in Pittsburgh, and I remember they had reports of an airplane around Pittsburgh, and our company pretty much got very worried, and everybody kind of left the building and got home, and man, that is something that sort of etches on you forever. So
it is, and it's also, you know, with the, there already have been showing a lot of repeated news footage and a lot of painful stuff, so I think it's important to, if that stuff is real upsetting, maybe think about limiting it, and it could trigger some, you know, uncomfortable feelings. I know that when it happened 10 years ago, I was in a much different place, but I really found myself more than usual running to the refrigerator, you know, for to kind of comfort myself and tune some of that bad stuff out. So that's just something to be aware of, you know. Keep it in check. Keep the watching the repeated carnage over and over. Keep that's what I'm going to do. That's just my suggestion.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on, and depending on, you know, how the media looks at it and treats it, is one thing. But in your mind, you know, I think it's good just to say, hey, we had a lot of heroes that day. There is a lot of people who paid a sacrifice. They should be remembered. It's a day in our history, and you know, as Americans, you know, we came across it, and just like we do in our individual lives with all our challenges, we come across them, and you know, if we fall, we've gotten back up. So, you know, I think that's what I wanted to say about it, and I'm pretty good for the night. Anything else to add?
I don't think so, other than go out and enjoy some tomatoes and some pecorino.
Absolutely. So, for everybody listening, we want to thank you. Ahmad, thanks for giving us a call. Brian, don't forget to shoot me an email on TeamYRG, and it is Sparky. You'll find me on there. Just shoot me a private message, a PM, and I'll hook up with you and get you what you need, bro. So, for everybody that's out there, tell the 10% to get the hell out. Live life at 90%. For Robert and Stacy, this is Sparky. Have a great night.